My project is to try and bring these kinds of issues to light and to educate others.
Fatima Flores, a sophomore at Aspen High School, studies microaggressions, subtle and sometimes unintentional comments or behavior that reflect some form of prejudice.
Also, people of color feel more comfortable speaking out because I know there have been a lot of instances and experiences that POC have had that have been really negative.
In December, she gave a presentation to the entire Aspen High School faculty. Before the presentation, she conducted two surveys, one for the students and another for staff. She wanted to see if other students had experienced microaggressions and how they felt about racism at Aspen High School.
I asked, what is your race slash ethnicity? 81.4% said they were white, and 9.7% said they were Hispanic, and then the rest were disparities among mixed racial people.
Roughly 20 to 30% of students reported having used a racial slur or made a joke at the expense of another racial group. The same percentage of students reported experiencing racist behavior directed at them. But it was the comment section that really got her attention.
In fact, one comment that stuck out to me was, yes, this is humor now, which was kind of upsetting, but also like kind of interesting that I'm sure they aren't the only person at our school who believes that.
Fatima found many of the responses surprising and sad, but one thing in particular struck her as just plain wrong.
In that section where I said, like, put any stories that you've had, like, racist experiences, a lot of white kids responded to it and said, like, oh, this happened to me and stuff. And it just really shocked me how so many, like, white people think racism is against them, too, because in the United States, it's impossible because, you know, it's systematic oppression of racial minorities and the system was built by white people for white people.
White people can and do experience prejudice. But since racism in the United States stems from systemic oppression of racial minorities, Fatima claims that white people cannot experience racism. The teachers didn't write as many comments in their survey, but one piece of data raised a few eyebrows.
I had some different questions, and one of them was, have you ever put a student in an uncomfortable situation based on their race slash ethnicity? This could have been unintentional, but you realize that what you said made the student uncomfortable, and 70.5% of staff said maybe.
Eric Lamb, a French teacher at Aspen High School, recalls a specific time where he felt ill-equipped to address a racist comment in his classroom.
I mentioned an example where it was a single word story activity where, just as a brain break, we go around in a circle, each person says one word, and the next word builds off of the previous one. And as a class, we build a short story together. And a student took the story to a place where they were generalizing about someone of Arab descent being a terrorist. I remember in that moment feeling like I didn't know how to, I mean, how do I stop and address this? And I just remember feeling like kind of at a loss.
Aspen High School Principal Sarah Strasburger said there are programs in the works to help teachers have difficult conversations about race, inequity, and prejudice.
We have a newly minted district equity team that started at the beginning of this year. And then we also have an Aspen High School equity team that just really started second semester. COVID has really put us behind in some of our priorities. So the staff at the beginning of the year, we did a workshop on white privilege. Then we will be doing staff bias training after spring break, but we have had...
Jocelyn Carreño also made a presentation to the faculty. She shared personal reflections about race and her family and provided do's and don'ts to help reduce microaggressions in the classroom.
You need to acknowledge and be open and admitting your biases and validate and facilitate those feelings. Don't dismiss them. Whatever it may be, you need to give an equal opportunity for all to speak. If you completely just terminate the discussion and say, well, this is over, this is getting out of hand, there's another missed opportunity to educate.
Jocelyn believes everyone is on a path towards understanding their own biases. The first step is admitting when you're wrong.
My hope is that with the newer generations coming, where they have a safer space to speak about certain things, I do have hope that it will make a change.
For KD&K News and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, I'm Hallie Zander.